And this would be the last one in this batch. This would be Drysdale Vignette Good Bird Guide. 3, 2, 1. Wondering about which birds you've seen in your garden? Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Some basic bird identification information after this. 3, 2, 1. Most bird experts recommend the works of Roger Torrey Peterson, the world's most honored naturalist for bird identification. The book Eastern Birds in the Peterson Field Guide series is published by Houghton Mifflin and distributed in Canada by Thomas Allen & Sons. It has full color illustrations of every bird you're likely to see in your garden or during hikes through parks and nature areas. And the photos are organized according to the type and shape of the bird, so it's relatively easy to find the one you seek in a hurry. The guide sells for about $25 and is an excellent source book. I've also talked with birders about what seed is best to use to attract the gorgeous cardinals to garden bird feeders. Most reply that cardinals like sunflower seeds, so it should be provided either in a mix or separately in a special feeder. That's if you wish to attract the brilliant scarlet cardinals to your garden and home. Although there's no reason not to start feeding for cardinals right now, it's best to begin in late autumn and continue regularly right through the winter. That way, the cardinals will get into the habit of visiting your feeder and you'll enjoy them all winter season. When I ask about blue jays, though, most birders laugh and advise that many bird watchers are not so keen about the jays since they tend to scare off other birds. However, a few peanuts in their shells, slipped along a plastic-covered wire strung near other feeders, will attract the jays of the winged variety. I'm Mark Drysdale.